We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, Mike Bassick.
Famous Mike Bassick.
That's right. Famous Mike Bassick, excuse me, and Alec Medford.
There's some people that believe I'm so famous I can, like, do things that I can't imagine that I have the ability or power to do, which I don't, but people do believe I have it.
Is there an example that comes along with this, or probably not?
Fixed ballet.
Oh, there is, but I can't say
probably
on the air.
Off air, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Wow, you believe I have that power. That is amazing.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. That's where
Did somebody at the Rangers game tell you to tell Jerry to draft somebody or something? Is that what it was? They're like, Mike, go tell Jerry to draft us a running back. And you're like, I'm doing a Rangers game, guys.
One guy on Friday
before pregame started, we're out in left field, yelled at me, who do you think the Cowboys are taking in the second round? And I go, you are asking the wrong person that. I didn't even know who in the world was in the draft late in the first round. I just knew you were taking an offensive lineman, Tyler. So we got Tyler from Oklahoma. He's going to be great. Guyton, is that his name?
Dude, you did know.
I'm all over the place. You know what I'm saying? He's tall.
I feel like you're in on this.
He is. Yeah. I think more
he's
than
long
anything,
and strong and down to get the friction on. That's the best way to say your offensive tackle is going to be a solid player.
The first time I knew this, by the way, was last week when he said friction. I was like, that's the word? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what? I did not know that. I thought it was freak S.
Could you name any other Cowboys draft pick?
Is BB the last name of the offensive guard?
Why do you know that?
Don BB?
Hey,
it's not Don BB.
Why do you
know that, Mike?
I just remembered, like, when I looked at the list of guys you drafted for some reason.
Cooper BB, but that's why he knows that.
I texted it to us. I texted it to the group.
Well, I know we drafted an edge and a linebacker. I have no clue who they are, but they should be Hall of Famers. So
buy into us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mike McCarthy.
All right, we will.
And then we drafted four other guys. Hopefully one of them ends up being good on Saturday.
Okay.
But what about undrafted free agents?
No clue.
Well,
you should.
Did
not look at a list.
I've been told it's our job to know all that stuff.
Oh.
It's y'all's job.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I feel great about that.
Never mind. That's a different story for
you guys. Talk about those 18.
All right. Let's go to cut number 5, if we can. The amazing comeback and then ultimate disappointment of Mavs Clippers game 4.
7 on the 24. Harden gets inside the floater. Count it and 1. James Harden, big buckets here on the 4th.
Did you think
he said something else, dude?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Did you think after the Mavericks briefly took the lead, I'm not going to lie, I thought for sure they were going to win the game. Even though it was a 1-point lead or maybe a 2-point lead, I thought for sure the Mavericks are going to win because they had come all the way back.
Yeah, there was part of me that was like, oh, man, they've done this. They're going to steal this away from the Clippers at the last minute. And then this is where the Clippers go, well, we gave everything we had, and they still had an answer. We go back to L.A., and we're done. Like, that was part of me thought that. But the other part was you had to fight so hard to get back almost 8,000 points just to be in that game.
Right.
You're exhausted by the end of that game.
If I have the moments correct, if Paul George doesn't hit the fadeaway three in the corner to give them the lead back, I do think the Mavs win. That one, and I get, James Harden had uncontested layup after uncontested layup to finish the game. It was the most amazing defensive philosophy I've seen the Mavs have at the end of a game.
I thought Derek Jones played really good defense on Paul George. I know Paul George there's broke nothing away you can do. At the last half second to get that shot off at a ridiculous angle. That shot was amazing.
The Mavericks did nothing wrong on that defensive possession. You played as great a defense as you can play. You just have to tip your cap if you have one on. You don't as a basketball player, so I guess you just salute them.
That's true.
But you just say, that's an unbelievable shot in a big moment, because I think the momentum there was all Mavs. And then you played unbelievable defense, and if that ball hits rim and you get that rebound, I think you win.
Because at that point, then you're up, because it was 105-104, and you just had the Kyrie, I don't know how in the blue hell that went in, but it was unfreaking believable. Not only because it came the lead, because it seemed to defy the laws of physics and everything like that. So if he misses that, then you do get the ball back. There's a minute and 50 left, and you have the lead and the ball. Obviously, I'm not saying the game's over for sure, but man, oh man, it feels like everything is on your side at that point.
It was like Paul George gave them the breath of life again.
Yeah.
Of like, we're okay, guys. We're going to still make our shots. And then from that point, it was like the Mavs thought, oh no, they're not going away. And then I don't know why the Mavs decided not to double team James Harden. I don't know why they decided to just let him go to the lane uncontested. Obviously, Jason Kidd said we weren't going to allow them to shoot a three, and we were okay with giving them, he said, contested layups, but there wasn't one of the only one that was contested was from behind where Kyrie nicked his forearm, and it was a foul, and gave him the and one, but that was the only one that you could even say was.
I saw Luka's step and put his hand out like two or three times. Yeah. He took a step and went, oh man, you're already there.
But it was, and so once he got past that, it was the maxi. I realized, like, you're positioned where you're positioned. I would have loved a step forward to try to shake him, an arm up, or some level of challenge, which it could have easily led to another foul. I get it. Like, it what looked you saw like Maxie, with Kyrie.
It looked like Maxie thought he had help from Gafford behind him. He was like, oh, I think Gafford's back there. Everything's going to be fine. And then he turned around and was like, oh, crap, there's nobody there. Yeah, no, every time it looked like he thought somebody else was there.
I guess my philosophy in the moment would have been, I've said this on Crosstalk, double off of Terrence Mann and let Terrence Mann shoot a wide open three.
And if it happens,
he makes it, we lose. And I think that teams live on the Mavericks that way. They go, look, if Maxi Kleber, which he did make the 1-3, it was a big three-pointer, but they're like, look, if he makes a three, we lose. But we're going to rely on the percentages. The percentages say approximately 70% of the time in that situation, Maxie's going to miss it. And I would rely on the percentages going Terrence Mann in this big clutch moment. If he makes it, we lose. But I'm going to rely on the percentages that there's probably a 70% chance in this moment. It's just like Westbrook, it's probably 80% chance he's going to miss it. And Westbrook wasn't in the game to double off of him.
Still trying to figure out, like, what I take from this game, because once Kyrie drove to the hoop to give the Mavs the lead, by the way, when he drove to the hoop again on the next possession that would have tied the game, that's fine with me. Like, that guy is charging to the basket and getting work done. That's a play that I really like. I don't know what to take from this game going forward into game five, because if the Mavericks would have won, I get you're probably going to win because you're up 3-1. But more importantly, you just tied the biggest comeback in playoff history to go up 3-1. It feels like Clippers are done, done, done. Now the Clippers can look back at it. And I will say, Tyronn Lue, I thought, did have a really good point when he talked about how the Mavericks had come all the way back late in the game. And he told his team, hey, I don't care that they've come all the way back. Let's go win this game and none of that matters. And so I guess I do kind of feel like that. Like, good for the Mavs for making that comeback, making the game amazingly entertaining. But the Clippers can be like, hey, good for you. We won the game, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to figure out now is if and how Jason Kidd utilizes Friday night's game again. Because what they did Friday night was exceptional. That was a fun game, an absolute blast. P.J. Washington was making some things happen. How do you get back into that mindset of we come out from the get with our minds focused on defense and focused on making good shots?
I hate this.
That was what they did Friday night.
This is not just a Mavericks issue. This is a human issue.
Sure.
The desperation of the other team played into effect, and the lack of desperation from the Mavericks played a major effect. When did the Mavs get desperate? At halftime?
Yep.
When they're like, are we really going to just let them win a game without us giving forth the best effort we have? At this point, we have to lay it all out on the line. Now, I don't know why they didn't do that at the start, but it's the human brain says, we're up 2-1. We're in a great position.
G-Bag has talked about that in the past.
Yeah, and so I hope that on Friday, to me, whoever wins Wednesday is the winner of the series. I hate putting, because it doesn't mean it's over. You'd still come back home if you lose in L.A., and you would hopefully have the desperation of winning at home and then pushing it to a Game 7. But for me, I think whoever wins Game 5 wins this series.
You know the percentage offhand?
I think it's like 71%.
81.7%.
Way more than I thought.
0.7. Don't forget that 82%. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, 82% historically when the series is tied 2-2, whoever wins game 5 takes the series 82% of the time. So that's hard to argue against.
And there's very few people. I mean, this is obviously I'm bringing up the greatest of all time in my mind, Michael Jordan, is for some reason there's very few people and that's what puts him into an elite category that know how to kill another team.
Yeah.
And kill another like I mean, obviously there are people literally who know how
they
to kill
smell blood and
person,
they go for it.
But they know how to figuratively kill another team and demoralize them into trying.
Let me ask you something then. I know that the easy way to look at it is, hey, the Clippers are 2-0 without Kawhi and 0-2 with Kawhi. But what I wanted to point out is, isn't Kawhi the guy that has killed you in the past? And if he's not playing or
yeah, but we've never played James Harden
in this situation. Okay,
I mean,
fair.
You did against Houston back when Rondo quit.
True.
But
does it make you feel any better that in this matchup, particularly the guy that usually kills you, he either isn't going to play or he is not anywhere near full capacity, or you like, I think Harden can fill that role.
Yeah, Harden's filling that role.
I mean, he definitely did yesterday.
He's killing us. Yeah. And he killed us in game one.
Yeah.
So if you slow down Harden, I think you win the game, but isn't Harden 50% from three in the series, even though you've won two of them?
I would have to check on that. I'm not sure.
I was listening, I believe, to Chuck Cooperstein, and he was kind of breaking down that I believe Harden in the series is shooting 50% from three.
I mean, I would believe it. He is shooting 50% from three, 54% from the field.
Okay, so that kill question to eliminate a team, to get rid of them, to get them off the court with you. Is that a mindset Luka has to have?
Yes, it is that he has to have it.
Does he have it?
He does not have it.
Because I don't know. Like, I feel like Kyrie's a very talented player. But if Luka walks up and everything's cool, then everybody else is like, everything's cool. If Luka walks up and goes, hey, get rid of these efforts tonight, then isn't everybody going, oh, hold on, Luka's here tonight?
Dirk never had it until the end. And I guess not the end.
But it's a mental approach.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to be, and let's face it, you kind of have to be a D-Wad to have this mentality. Yeah.
I mean, Michael Jordan's stories off court aren't great.
Yeah. I mean, punching Steve Kerr in the face isn't cool.
No.
But that's kind of the mentality you have to have. I will kill you if you do not want to kill for me. And so In the realm of sports, especially basketball, where one player can dictate so much that you have to be able to turn into Dirk Nowitzki in 2011. And it was weird. I love Dirk, favorite basketball player of all time, and that will probably never change for me. Is that after he won the championship, he didn't really have that same mentality the rest of his career. It's like he got it. And I'm not saying he was a bad player.
That goes back to human nature, I think.
Yeah, it goes back to, I can't, and he didn't have the team to really do it, but at the same time, and never really the opportunity, it was like, do I really want to be that person?
Yeah.
And Dirk didn't really want to be that person. Michael Jordan doesn't have many friends. You know, Kobe had Derek Fisher. I swear to you, I feel like Derek Fisher was his only friend when he played
because
basketball.
You know why? His best friends were his championship rings, and he was like, that's fine. Yeah. I'm not kidding about
that.
He's like,
right,
he's the only friends I need.
Yeah.
And Probably so.
And that's and that's where, like, this is just another step in Luka's growth that he needs to have is, hey, you know what? I do have to be a different person when we're in these playoffs. We have to go to a different level.
It's another topic. He's tired in the fourth quarter because he wastes 20% of his energy yelling at refs.
Probably
so. It takes so much energy to fight things that you can't win.
But the other thing, too, though, and, I mean,
he'll learn.
PJ was there for
it. It might be when he's 33.
Like, your dude was there for you. You got to be there for them now. You have to. Like, that's part of it, man. It's a next step Luka has to take.
And the good thing is, it sucks right now, but all of that is still possible. Like,
In this playoff run, it could happen.
You screwed up yesterday by getting down by 31. They played better than you. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes a team's going to make shots, but you can't. No team is 31 points better than you in 18 minutes, unless you don't try very hard.
The 18 minutes part is astonishing to me.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.